Let's get into it for Monday morning from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So what do we make of these so-called trade tensions? Another round coming, the trigger's about to be pulled, or is it?
Well, yeah. So last week, Mike, there seemed to be a bit of a relaxation in the level of concern over these trade tensions. I mean, the two superpowers, China and the US, they're supposed to be meeting later this month to talk about trade. And looked like last week there was a little bit of calm had come into the foreign exchange markets, into the share markets. I mean, the US share market posted gains of around 1%. Last week, NASDAQ was up 1.4%, so that was all that we had the Apple launch there. But now, as seems to be the sort of modus operandi, Mike, of President Trump, just when you get complacent about an issue, just when you think it's all kind of going swimmingly well, you get woken up, don't you? And it's been reported over the weekend that the much talked about import tariffs on a further $200 billion worth of Chinese imports into the US and now in the process of actually being prepared, the button is going to be pushed. But the issue here, Mike, is it's a little bit hard to know exactly what's going on. So this report has not come from official channels. It's come from, and I've tried to sort of track this down, it's come from quote unquote unnamed sources, from people familiar with the matter, but not actually out of the official, not out of an official announcement. Now, what's been happening, Mike, since the first round of tariffs, the tariffs that went on the initial sort of $36 billion, and I think they were extended to $50 billion, is that they've been doing a little bit of public consultation. So what Trump is actually trying to do is work out which imports he can put tariffs on that he'll get the least amount of backlash from. It also looks like the initial 25% tariff that was proposed will be wound back to 10%. Now, really, it does look to me like this is what they're doing here, is they've got these trade talks later in the month and they're using this to get a bit of leverage and saying, right, well, you know what, we'll whack 10% on another $200 billion. And so that's what it looks like happening, although they did say that there is going to be an official announcement at some stage. Now, if it comes on, these tariffs will come on within the next few weeks, so they'll be in place before the midterm elections. That's pretty important because, of course, if there is public backlash, that might be expressed. Exactly. Through those elections. So, and the interesting, Mike, of course, we're the first market that's opened since this announcement came out over the weekend, or non-announcement came out. So we're the first people that trade. So we've got to keep an eye on those foreign exchange markets early in New Zealand.
We'll see what happens. Now, this Angel Investment Showcase, I like the sound of it. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so we ran out of time to talk about this on Friday, Mike, and I attended this event on Thursday evening. As you know, Mike, when you've got to get up early every day, it's got to be something pretty special, pretty compelling to keep you up late, and this was definitely worth it. Now, I think everyone's heard of the Ice House. That's the incubator of startup businesses that works in conjunction with the University of Auckland Business School. You also have this thing called the Group of Ice Angels. These are angel investors, and they organised this Angel Investment Showcase. And Mike, this is a big deal. There were 1,000 people crammed into the floor of Spark Arena last Thursday night. Big sit-down meal, lovely food by Josh Emmett as well, good wine, but most importantly, some really fascinating New Zealand companies. And what happens, Mike, is that 10 companies get to pitch their businesses to those 1,000 influential people. So imagine a sort of a non-interactive form of Dragon's Den on a much bigger scale. I'd love to tell you about all the companies, but I don't think we've got time, but just a couple of highlights from my point of view. A company called FaceMe. Now, this is digital humans. So what's called next generation digital interface. You can look these guys up on the internet, but this is where you interact with a digital human. They answer questions, it's capable of expression, capable of emotional connection, doing it all in a real-time environment. And this technology is world-class. They call them customer assistants. They've got ASB, BNZ, Verizon as their customers. Pretty cool stuff. Another company, Mike, and this is fascinating, called McCarthy Finch. This is AI again, but it's artificial intelligence that can read, write, and reason like a lawyer. So it's legal AI as a service platform. So when you get that contract through, when you're doing something, you don't need to go off to a lawyer anymore. You just fire it through this guy's software. Wow. And it sorts it all out for you, and you bring in people at a later date. Another New Zealand company, it could save a heap of money. Now, the point was to help these companies raise money to continue their growth. Great evening. Actually restored your confidence in business in New Zealand, Mike, because we've got smart people doing smart stuff.
That is the truth. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones closed on Friday, 26,154, just up 9. S&P 500, 2904, little change there. NASDAQ, 8010, also little change there. FTSE 100, 7304, up 22. The Nikkei gained 273 points, 23094. Shanghai Composite down 52681. The ASX 200 across the ditch, they gained 37 on Friday, closing at 6165. And we gained a quarter of a percent, 22 points. NZX 50 closing at 9270. We're starting this morning with a Kiwi against the US at 0.6560, against the Aussie 0.9145. Against the euro, 0.5624, 0.5002 pounds, 73.32 yen. Gold under 12,000, under 1,200, 1194.85. And Brent crude, $78.09.
Great start to the week. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.